We join you live from Tallaght this morning. It's the final day of our on-the-road coverage of the local elections. Tallaght is in the South Dublin County Council area. There are 40 seats up for grabs here on June 7th, and there are 111 candidates battling it out for those seats. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll has been out and about talking to people in some of the county's seven electoral areas. Mark joins us now. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Cian.
Mark, for people who just don't know South County Dublin County Council, just sketch out the geography of the area.
Yes, Cian. Well, South Dublin County Council runs from Lucan in the north down to Saggart in the south and runs from Newcastle in the west to Rathfarnham in the east. It includes the likes of Ballymount, Clondalkin, Firhouse, Palmerstown, Templeogue and, of course, Tallaght.
Where did you visit?
I started in Lucan and then made my way down the M50 to Clondalkin and then headed east to Rathfarnham.
You were talking to lots of people, so what are the issues that people were raising on the doorstep?
Well, Cian, housing came up time and time again. Lots of people told me stories about their sons or daughters who are still being forced to live at home with their parents, either because they can't afford rents in South Dublin or else because of a lack of places to rent in the first place. Now, the County Council has a population of over 301,000 people. That's according to the last census, and an 8% population increase since the previous census in 2016. So the likes of roads and infrastructure were also issues that cropped up, especially in the likes of Lucan, where locals told me about the traffic that cripples the village on a daily basis, and everyday tasks such as popping into the bank or the shop have become a nightmare. Of course, the cost of living crisis too cropped up.
Now, out of all of those issues, Mark, what was the most talked about issue?
Definitely housing, Cian. It was the issue that came up most consistently across the parts of South Dublin that I visited. One woman told me about how a colleague of hers was forced to share a room in her parents' house with her young daughter because she can't afford to live anywhere else.
So housing was the key issue. Finally, did immigration come up? It certainly was a talking point when I visited Donegal, Sligo, and to a lesser extent in Limerick.
Yes, of course, immigration, another big issue. I spoke to lots of people who told me they were angry about immigration but weren't comfortable being recorded on tape. People told me that too many asylum seekers or international protection applicants are being housed in their locality, and they said that these people are putting pressure on already strained resources such as housing, public transport, charities and utilities in their area.
Mark O'Driscoll, thank you. We'll hear your report later in the programme. Thanks for joining us.